In London this fall, outings to the theater are getting to be both shorter and longer. Several 90-minute one-act shows have premiered. So has 3-day-long play cycles. The most prominent has been a 9.5-hour trilogy by Tom Stoppard. Now, over the last 40 years, Mr. Stoppard has written about the virtuosity of subjects, ranging from mathematical theory to Shakespeare in love. His new epic and his most ambitious and challenging work yet is about the old Russian intelligentsia, Fred Mogul reports.
It's 10:30 a.m. on an autumn Saturday. Audience members are standing outside the Royal National Theatre and steeling themselves for a long day. Three consecutive plays about history, philosophy, and politics. American college student Dennis Mensch is in London studying drama, and he's not sure what to expect.
It's supposed to be a very educational performance, I've heard, because he's done so much study on Russia and the revolutions and all that, so you basically just have to trust the playwright, I think.
The three plays of Stoppard's Coast of Utopia are staged on consecutive days during the week, but on Saturdays they're performed back-to-back. Theatergoers enter at 11 a.m. and emerge around 11 p.m., with intermissions and meal breaks. It started out as a modest project, Stoppard says, until he tried to make a one-page list of everything the play should include.
The piece of paper began to look ridiculous. Huge events happening in 2 minutes and then a very difficult debate happening in 4 minutes. Very rapidly, I sort of paused and thought, this isn't going to work. I mean, I have to now think about what to leave out. Or, happy thought, maybe I should write a trilogy.
The first play, Voyage, is set mainly on a country estate. Young Michael Bakunin, a future anarchist and revolutionary, deserts the Russian army to study philosophy. He wrecks the engagement of one sister and the marriage of another, refusing to let them partner with nit-witted noblemen. With its picnics and parlor scenes and dinners on the veranda, Voyage feels like it's written by a 19th-century Russian, rather than a modern Englishman who was born in Czechoslovakia.
Every playwright, somewhere in his heart, loves Chekhov. Like uncountable playwrights, I also secretly wanted to write a Russian play. I wanted to write for one of those sets which one is constantly looking at. The Russian country estate, the birch trees, the serfs, the shabby lord of the manor, the family.
It's all in there, much of it projected onto large screens framing the stage. Stoppard shows us mid-19th century intellectual life, focusing on the essayist and dissident publisher Alexander Herzen. But there are countless other historic figures, too, arguing over how to reform Russia. Between the debates, there's also romance, adultery, alcoholism, and death. But even relationships are filtered through the heady world of ideas. In this scene, Herzen's wife Natalie, played by Eve Best, scolds a former friend who's left her husband for a second-rate painter in Paris.
Why can't your expert lover satisfy a desire to paint like Raphael or Michelangelo? That would shut me up, wouldn't it? What's stopping him? Why can't he look harder and see what the rules are? Because there aren't any. Genius isn't a matter of matching art to nature better than he can do it. It's nature itself, revealing itself through the exalted feelings of the artist, because the world isn't a collection of different things, mountains and rain and people which have somehow landed up together. It's all one thing.
That scene is toward the end of the second play, Shipwreck, as things start falling apart for the main characters. Alexander Herzen and his circle make little headway creating a political utopia in Russia or France, and they don't do too well with each other either. Audience member Anthony Smith said that he was fascinated and moved by Stoppard's historic characters and their dilemmas, but during a break between the first and second plays, Smith said at times he felt he was in a classroom more than a theater.
The historical ideas, which is the nitty-gritty of the whole operation, were coming a bit thick and fast, undramatized. It became like listening to a lecture which required great concentration, and the rewards of it, if there were rewards, weren't dramatic. They were intellectual or historical.
Smith's opinion is shared by most of London's theater critics. They've given Stoppard some of the harshest reviews he's received in almost 40 years of writing challenging plays. Charles Spencer of the Daily Telegraph liked much of The Coast of Utopia, but he says that as all the onstage revolutionaries and philosophers come and go, even just figuring out who's who can be tough.
If you haven't read the program, which is a sort of short book rather than a programme, you are in serious trouble. You need to be at the theatre an hour early to bone up, because no one has heard of these people, really. I mean, the big main characters and the chief relationships you've just about got a handle on at the end, but there's still moments when you think, God, who the hell's that? You know, where's he come from?
The trilogy features 30 actors in more than 70 roles with some 160 costume changes. Actor Guy Henry, who plays the writer Ivan Turgenev, thinks audiences might get more out of seeing the plays on separate days, although he does see both pros and cons to the all-day marathon.
I sometimes get a bit irritated because it's an event and it's sort of rather camp British attitude. It's a bit like the Blitz. I can imagine some of them coming with their picnics and saying afterwards to their friends, oh, we did it, you know. We had a wonderful picnic after play two and all this. And you think, well, have they really come to see the plays or have they come to say, we did it? But whatever their reasons are, they remain lively and bright after nearly 12 hours of theatre, which is extraordinary.
Indeed, audiences do seem to enjoy The Coast of Utopia more than the critics. Tom Stoppard thinks theatergoers can connect the world of the Russian intelligentsia with today's political climate. Alexander Herzen rejected all forms of extremism, what we now call fundamentalism, Stoppard says.
He saw that the idea that one person or a group of people or a particular philosophy could, as it were, colonize and claim the whole truth, I am right and everybody else is wrong, he saw that that was nonsense. He saw that that was the way to the precipice and we'd all fall over it.
Several American producers are interested in staging The Coast of Utopia. Stoppard won't say who they are or where it might go, but he does say that before it goes anywhere else, he will subject his trilogy to much rewriting and some outright cuts. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in London.